What would you do with an extra week of summer? City newspaper editor David Andriotta has this story for WXXI News.
If 2 months of pandemic-induced quarantine have seemed to stretch on forever, prepare yourself for the longest summer in years. Literally. A quirk in the calendar this year means Memorial Day lands on May 25th, the earliest the holiday could arrive, and Labor Day falls as late as possible, September 7th. The timetable oddity means nothing to Mother Nature, but to Americans, it means an extra week of unofficial summer.
Did you know that that was happening this year?
I didn't scout ahead on the calendar.
I guess I come bearing half-decent news anyway.
Yeah, it's good to hear good news every once in a while.
Philip Zoll runs Rochester Pedal Tours. He's putting his company's boat in the water, only to let it sit until the state lifts its restrictions on businesses like his operating.
Yeah, you know, business really does slow down once Labor Day hits for both the bikes and the boats for the same company. And once the teachers are in school and parents' kids are in school, business really slows down, especially those weekdays. So if there's an extra week, then I need an extra week this year more than most years.
There are typically 99 days between Memorial Day and Labor Day, as any pop music station on the FM dial counting down the 99 days of summer will tell you again and again and again. But this year, it's 106, which happens every so often in a staggered but recurrent sequence of 6 years, 5 years, 6 years, 11 years, 6 years, 5 years, and so forth. The pattern is familiar to anyone paying attention, which admittedly is almost no one. Tom Kessler is an exception.
Did you actually notice that on the calendar?
Actually, we did. You know, that's something we pay attention to.
Kessler is the general manager of Smith Boys of Rochester Boat Dealership. When I talked to him, he was wearing an American flag bandana as a mask and filing paperwork on another boat sale.
The longer the season, the better.
Depending on your circumstances during the health crisis, you could be excused for receiving the news as a tender mercy or a punch in the gut from a merciless year that just won't quit. Parents cooped up with school-aged children for an extra week before school starts might understand. There won't be such an inexhaustible summer again until 2026. With any luck, there won't be as exhausting of a year as 2020 for a lot longer.
For WXXI News, I'm David Andriotta.